we're ready to go. Anybody want to whip out a dream on us?
I don't have any. I've been recording. Sorry about that. I forgot.
If I had a dream, would you do it?
I mean, always we try, sure. But I don't think anybody's ever gotten your, one of your dreams real successful.
Well, I haven't dealt with these. I had two dreams in two succeeding nights, and they were the same dream in that Ms. M or somebody else. One, it was somebody else, and in the second dream, it was Ms. M, has scheduled me to sing in front of an audience. What?
We're in trouble now.
Has scheduled me to sing in front of an audience. And I didn't know the song. I didn't know the tune. And I didn't know much of anything about singing, which is all that is obvious. And yet I was, regardless of that, I was going to sing. And just as it got about time for me to sing, the program was interrupted by a hanging. Two people in both dreams were hanged. And let's see. Then I don't think I ever ended up singing. There you go.
Okay, so first line is, and you're saying it's the same dream, it's just the only difference is that...
One dream was essentially Miss M has scheduled me to sing, and in the first dream it was somebody else had...
Hey, how you feel about singing?
I used to sing, you know, like the boys' choir. I used to sing in church, sang on the radio, and stuff like that until my voice changed. And now people pay me not to ever sing.
Okay. And my question was, how do you feel about singing? How do you feel about singing? Sure. Somebody asked you to sing.
I'm crappy. I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't open my mouth to do it. If I'm driving in the car, I would sing to a radio songs and make up my own words, did a lot of that. But if you asked me to sing for somebody or in public or something like that, I'd say, no, thank you.
Okay. So here's a dream asked of somebody close to you, a female close to you, is scheduled you to do something that you don't feel comfortable doing, singing in particular. Is that the incipit we're talking about? Someone scheduling you to do something you don't feel comfortable doing?
Yeah.
Or you don't like doing?
Well, I was willing to do it. I didn't know anything about the song or singing or anything of that nature. But I was willing to do it.
Right. That's true. I got that. I think you've often talked about doing things you didn't know all about doing.
Lots of things.
Okay. Yep. All right. So, let's see here. Well, I guess that's... What have we been doing here? We've been saying, what's the context? Karen, I could really use your help on any of this if you're available.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, I know.
she's practicing up here for the seminar, for the gathering. She's practicing up.
Well,
listening.
We've got to pick a context.
What?
We have to pick a context.
That's right.
Pick a context for what?
For the dream.
Oh.
Well, how about we talk about preparing for the gathering? That's a context. We're all there. We're all preparing for the gathering.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Roger singing be kind of like Roger doing the gathering? I mean...
Well, I'm curious because on the one hand, that's an easy thing to look at as just in this particular case, it's somebody else has scheduled him. And I, Roger, who put this gathering together? Was it you, Misty, or both?
Well, I guess it doesn't get started if I don't start it, and then it doesn't get going if she doesn't agree. So it's two of us in that regard.
Right, okay. So I'm not sure if I'm thinking it may be something in preparing for the gathering, but not necessarily the gathering itself.
He didn't know the words. He didn't know the tune.
Mm-hmm. So, Raj, what is it that in the gathering you've been asked to do by either... anyone, I mean embodied or disembodied, if you want to say it that way, that you may be willing to do even though you don't know anything about it?
A lot of the thing, you know, it's like I say, I scheduled myself to create one new thing, worthwhile idea or concept every day. So you could say, well, geez, 6 to 8 weeks, 12 weeks ago, whatever it is, I didn't have any idea. I sort of had planned, but I didn't really have any idea of what I was going to really present by the time got here.
Okay. Just thinking. Okay, so that's about the gathering. How about anything else in a broader scale of your life?
I don't know what that question is that you're asking.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking in any other area of your life, mentally, emotionally, situationally, you feel that there's something that, in a sense, you've been put to do, you don't know about how to do it.
Well, it isn't necessarily so much a matter of I don't know how to do it. As it is, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Sorry, you're right. Yep, I got that. So anything else in your life that, about that?
No, all of this stuff that comes up every day or that I write every day or... it's kind of... It takes a new turn every day. I never know... I rewrote the beginning of this thing about 17 or 18 times. So every day it all changes.
That's interesting. Okay, I'm hearing you now. Yeah, right. I got what you're saying about the material. Okay, so can I aside here for a second? I'm sorry to do this to you, but when you do these dreams. By the way, somebody is... I'm getting a feedback of me. Could somebody go on mute?
I don't know. It ain't me.
If that's going to help. That's fine.
Just an echo, kind of.
Okay. Anyway, so I was just wondering, at this point in, like... So we're talking about that with you and the gathering material. Do we relate this to anybody else on the phone now? And how do we make that extension?
I don't know. Do we? I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I don't either. But like when you usually when we talk, like so, if we were talking about something like doing some, being asked to do something that changes every day, I don't necessarily know about how to do it or whatever. I'm willing to do it, but you know, I was just thinking like, how would we extend that to Karen or Andrew or Isaac?
I don't know. Why are you complicating it by adding them in?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I just in the last couple of weeks of doing dreams, you've managed to bring it to everybody else who was listening as well. I didn't.
Oh well, that's because I've been doing dreams for so long. It's easy enough for me to do, but you're complicating it for yourself.
True. Okay.
Where do you think dreams come from? Where would you, if somebody says, well, I mean, like Jennifer just arrived now. If Jennifer were to say, gee, where do dreams come from? What would you tell Jennifer?
Well, I guess I would.
Is there a dream god out there?
I'm going to say it's a conversation in a sense that, well, maybe I'm not going to say that. I was going to say your eternal being talking to you, but I think you've said before that's only so if you set it up that way. So maybe dreams occur sort of random.
Random? Do you think your life is random?
Yeah, more and more. I'm convinced of I'm thinking that way, yes.
Yeah, but you're thinking random as in
without intention, without prior intention.
No, yeah, but now you're not talking, you're talking about coming to you as that you're doing things without intentions, and I'm talking about is the universe, are they, where do the dreams come from then? If they're without intentions, how do they get to you? And how do you take that and make that as, this was my dream?
Okay, that's a really good question. I'm not sure. You know, I just want to say what I had a sudden guess here, or like a picture going on. Maybe it's like a dream comes from it usually precedes my life, or it can precede my life by 2 weeks. So I'm thinking like the data information that I'm, the way I'm particularizing it in my life, maybe as it's forming together, I'm getting a look at how I'm doing that, and that may be what a dream is.
You're not answering my question. I didn't ask you what a dream is. I said, where do the dreams come from?
Then I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Don't know.
Anybody else want to make a guess? Just a wild-ass guess?
From your mind?
I can't hear you.
From your mind?
Okay, from whose mind? If it's my mind, the question is, Jennifer says it comes from my mind. If it's my mind that it comes from, how does that occur?
The same way thoughts do?
Yeah. How do thoughts occur?
They're emergent.
Huh?
They're emergent.
Well, Jennifer just got me reminded a couple weeks ago. It seemed that we were talking about subconscious. What is that? Subconscious, I think we talked about it as being all the stuff of your body. Maybe dreams, if we want to say they come from the subconscious or the mind of the body, and that's what produces a dream. That's where it comes from. What do you think?
I don't know. How do you suppose, take the dream that I was doing, where do you suppose that was coming from? Or why would I create that image or those images? Or what do you think is going on?
I don't know where to start with that. If I was going to, I mean, except maybe to say just the things you've been living in your life, your body, and it's what, absorbing and dealing with, and that pattern, and it's in your body. I don't know, though.
So you don't think that dreams are consciously made?
I think they're consciously observed. I don't know if they're consciously made.
Well, you don't have to have the right answer, Andrew. Just start out with an answer and then discuss what are the, if you say they're consciously made, then what then might be, in discussing that, what might be the fallout or the outcome of dreams being consciously made? Or if they're subconscious, then, you know, like the question is, well, then how did that come about or whatever? That's all I'm asking.
I see. Okay.
This is, I'm trying to prep you for the gathering here. These are the kinds of questions I want you to deal with. Give yourself an answer, and then go from there.
Okay. Well, I don't know here. If they're consciously made, and I'm thinking then that means that I'm somehow involved, then...
Why would you not think you were involved?
I'm willing to consider that maybe I, personal being, conscious, intentionally oriented being, is not involved in that.
Why so?
Well, it just broadens out the possibilities. But I'll tell you also, because I seem to have dreams more than I seem to recall writing dreams, producing dreams.
What does that mean? I've lost control of this, what we're talking about.
I lie asleep at night and a dream occurs at me, to me. I live it. I'm not writing it consciously anyway.
Why do you assume that? If a dream occurs, why do you immediately assume that it came to you, that you didn't occur it?
Because that's the way I experience a dream.
I didn't ask you that. Why do you make that assumption? You experience it because you've made that assumption that way. Why do you make that assumption? Supposing you made the assumption that's just me talking to me. I do that all the time.
There's a difference.
What?
So to answer your question, I guess I would experience it different.
Why?
If that belief is shaping my experience, then I suppose by making that declaration, I would experience it different.
Why would you experience a dream differently? Anybody, Karen, Isaac, I don't know who else is on this call, but jump right in here.
Jennifer.
She's coloring.
Okay.
What was the question again?
You wrote it down. Where do dreams come from? Do you remember the question? Well, okay, I guess we've come to an end of that, huh? She brought her new youngin'.
Okay.
Now, the first...
Oh, they asked me why I would assume that. You know, like I say, I don't have a really well-thought-out reason other than that's the way I guess I've experienced it, and I made a presumption. That seems to be the basis of my answer.
No, I don't disagree with that, but why do you stick with that answer?
I'm not necessarily willing to stick with that answer.
You are. I'm asking you to not stay with that answer.
Oh, I thought you were asking me why I said that answer. Okay, so you...
Yeah, I said, why do you insist on that? Why do you have to insist on that it came to you? Why are you not willing to think that you consciously done spuck it to yourself?
Okay, because you know what? I'm just exploring the one possibility, because sometimes when I give up too early, you tell me I should stick with it. That's the only reason. So I'm willing to move on if you're willing to move on. Let's look at it a different way. How about it?
I don't know where we are.
So I think we're moving on to I'm consciously involved in creating a dream.
Then talk about it. If you consciously create the dream, if that's a possibility, then talk about it. Don't give me your old-timey reaction to dreamies, and thus therefore dreams must be that. If you say, well, okay, let's assume for a moment that I talk about it, then what can we say about that?
I don't know. I guess that I'm trying to communicate something to myself through a dream.
Okay, then... Go from there. Keep going.
Hmm.
And we could say in this, then, you're trying to consciously communicate something to yourself in the dream.
Mm-hmm. Would seem, yes. Consciously communicate something to myself. Okay.
I don't know what...
So, what might be the reason for that?
Because you maybe... Maybe because you get so stubbornly attached to, it came to me, it just happened to be, and you're trying to say, well, maybe, you know, Andrew, maybe that's not true.
Fine. Good possibility. So it's a way of getting myself to look at things from other points of view.
Couldn't it be?
Sure, absolutely.
So then you're more involved in, maybe you're more involved in the dream creation than you think, in the same way as in your life. You create your life, maybe, like the dream, more clearly and succinctly than you thought. You thought life just happened to you, and all you could do was react to it as best you could. Well, let's assume that's not so.
Okay.
Let's assume that life is like a dream, and a dream is like a life, and that you are creating those things directly.
Okay, sounds pretty good. What me?
You tell me.
A bunch of. So it's a me that's also an otherness of me.
What does that mean?
Well, it means if you asked me why I gave myself a dream, I wouldn't necessarily know. So
why wouldn't you? That you see, this is what I'm trying to get you out of. You assume that you wouldn't necessarily know. If you consciously give yourself a dream, then why wouldn't you know? If you get up and go into the kitchen and make a ham sandwich and do that very consciously, don't you know why you made the ham sandwich?
Yep, sure do.
So if you had a dream about getting up and going into the kitchen and making a ham sandwich, isn't it reasonable to assume, hey, maybe that's telling me something about myself in the same way, that I do know that?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I see what you're saying there. Yeah. Huh. So maybe I'm more involved in my life consciously than I realized.
Of course.
Maybe I'm denying a whole lot of my knowing and doing.
Oh, maybe that's why the dream is coming to you, because you're denying a whole lot of your doing and being.
Ah, interesting idea.
So that you're talking to yourself in pictures, so that you get yourself out of... stumbling all over yourself in language.
Oh. Interesting idea. Okay. So then I guess that means I'm a way more conscious being than I've been acknowledging and living.
Well, I don't know what you mean by conscious. I never thought you were unconscious.
Conscious just meaning aware of, intentional, aware of, planning.
You're beginning to understand the use of the word conscious the way we're doing it now. It falls into nobody knows what anybody's talking about.
Hmm. Okay. I guess I'm trying to say with a clarity and with an intention.
What's a clarity? If this is the case, maybe the clarity is your dreams. Maybe the in-clarity is your walk-around life.
Hmm. Okay. What do you think, Karen?
I don't know. I'm still back on the conscious, unconscious. If we're not talking unconscious, I guess we're just talking other conscious.
Why other conscious?
Because I am I'm not aware of creating this dream for myself.
Well, let me put it this way. What if you are aware and you're denying creating the dream? What then might the dream be saying, except these are things you're denying of or about yourself?
Okay, yeah.
Wow, that puts everything in a whole different light for sure.
Why? I've said this a gazillion times for a lot of years. Instead of saying what just happened to me, is you're always conscious, you're always aware. It's just that you are denying a lot of your own awareness. Why might you be doing that?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I can't imagine why I'd want to do that, given the struggles I have with seemingly not knowing. So is there a way I can open up my conscious awareness of that, or my awareness of that?
I don't know. Let's if you won't pursue this with any enthusiasm, the answer would be not that I know of. If I could get you to be enthusiastically I'm watching Jennifer with this Olivia grabbing at everything on the table. Been through this 50 years ago. And the little kid grabs everything within reach. You take one thing away and it goes for another one. This is slicker than grease snot. Then she's eating the table, aren't you? Okay, well, back to serious stuff.
Okay, so you're thinking, are you saying then that by following this course that maybe I can understand a way to open up my, stop my denials?
Well, maybe so.
Okay.
Then two things you did in terming my dream that I don't quite understand.
Okay.
Why did you and Karen set a context?
I don't know, I just did.
Why?
Because my current understanding is I can set a context.
It's my dream. It's my dream.
Right.
And if you're trying to understand the dream relative to me, why would you not ask me?
Honestly, I didn't know. I mean, you make a good point that I should have. I didn't think it was entirely necessary for the context to work. So.
Sure, but if it's my dream, then that the dream is about my context. Sure, there is a oh, can I have that for the gathering?
Sure.
Can I keep this? Where did you get one?
Where did we get that?
Huh?
Where did we get that?
Yeah.
Someone sent it to us when I had Dashiell.
I've got a reason for it. It would be convenient for me to have two of these. Regretting that I didn't buy two. We're dealing with hand puppets. We're dealing with the gathering here.
Don't give it away.
And so anyway, okay, let's go back again. Now talk about my dream, Andrew.
Okay, talk about your dream.
Yeah. You set the context, so now talk about my dream.
Okay, so I was saying the context was about preparing for the gathering, and if that the case, then I guess the first line or so is talking about being, in a sense, scheduled or expected to do something in the gathering that you're not, that you're willing to do, but just not fully knowledgeable of what or how that is.
Okay, so from what we have said up to now, Karen, you can jump right in here. What we said up to now, translate that.
Then you're consciously, you're trying to communicate something to yourself about you think you don't know how to do this, but maybe you're just denying the knowing that you have of how to do this or what it is.
What does the dream say?
I would think that the dream says that you feel that you don't necessarily know.
And so if I'm denying, is it might well be then that I am denying what the dream says. I'm denying that I don't feel prepared.
You're denying that you don't feel prepared. So you think you feel prepared, but in fact maybe you don't feel prepared.
So I'm denying that I don't feel prepared, if following the conversation up till now.
Right.
Is that reasonable?
Okay.
The minute you say the dreams...
Sure, why not?
The minute you say the dreams are reasonable, then are conscious in that sense. And maybe that the dreams are telling me things that I am denying, then we can say then what the dream is about is not necessarily so much what I am doing, but what I might be denying that I am doing or feeling or emoting about.
All right.
Is that okay? Did everybody go away?
Oh, yeah. Sounds pretty good. That's quite intriguing, actually.
Well, did you move away from your microphone, Andrew? Because I can't hear you hardly.
I guess I did, yes.
Well, I can't hear you across the room so well.
Okay, I'm right on top of it.
Okay, I hear you better. So is it possible then that I'm saying, oh, I feel okay about the dream, but I mean about the gathering. You set the context. You should have asked me to set the context. But relative to the gathering, could it be that I'm saying, oh, well, yeah, sure, hey, no sweat, I could talk for hours, and maybe I could talk for hours, but maybe I don't feel that I know the right words or the right tune or the right song or the right harmony or the right way to sing the right thing for you guys.
I would say that sounds very possible, yeah.
So,
makes a lot of sense.
So then I am really consciously telling myself how I'm really feeling.
Okay, yeah.
Is that okay?
There's some sensibility to that, yeah.
Well then, you what we've done is we've turned our ordinary view of dreams around quite a bit.
That's right.
So why did you have the same dream twice?
Maybe I didn't pay attention. What the hell's that all about? See, I sleep only an hour and a half at a time, so that I end up every hour and a half at the end of a dream, essentially. So maybe one night, then I, in both cases, that was the last dream before I got up at 2 or 3 in the morning and went in the other room to go to work. Well, maybe the first time that dream came true, and then I just went back to work and said, okay, well, sure, I'm all ready, I'm okay. And so I'm telling myself, hey, didn't I tell you that yesterday? You've been denying how you're feeling?
Yeah,
So what context would you have set for the dream?
Same one, but you should have asked me.
Well, I have the same impression as Andrew that we've been, like you've set context for dreams that Pat brought and that we were doing that quite a bit. Not necessarily the person that is having, not necessarily the dreamer sets the context.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just, in all this, showing you the ways and the manners, or the flexibility, let's put it that way, the flexibility of events and occurrences in your life.
Right. And I actually appreciate what you're saying. We definitely should have asked you just as a, it just makes sense if it's your dream.
So
the next time we will.
And I should have asked Patrick, and then, but you see, what I had done is I had consciously made the effort, as I said in doing this, that I wanted Patrick to have a dream relative to whatever it was that I had prepared for that day. And then I used the dream in that context.
So if on Sunday night I said, well, if there's a dream for Monday night conversation, it'll be about this, then that would be working it the way you were working it. Is that correct?
That's right. And then I work the dream relative to, in that context, relative to whatever I'm saying for Monday night. It's not so much about Pat, but I've set it up that Pat's dream is illustrating what I'm saying.
Gotcha. Right.
You understand that?
I think I do. I think it's under illustrating, I think, a couple of points by doing it that way.
Now, if I can do that with Patrick, what I tried to do tell you the first time we did that with Patrick, if I can do that with Patrick, isn't it reasonable that I could do that with anything in my life?
Yes. I get that. He gets that too.
So every event in my life, then, in that way, I could either leave as random, it happened to me, or I set it up for myself.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I know that's not nearly a new idea. I just kind of wish I'd do that more often than I have.
And if that's true for, and I've tried to explain that, how every random event, then you particularize and personalize that event to suit yourself. So then you make that event itself work for you the way you want it to work for you. That's exactly the same as I'm setting up Patrick, no matter what his dream is, to illustrate what I am presenting on Monday night, and I hold to that context relative to everything that I am presenting.
Right. So could I understand, if I've set up a context of, I don't know, it happens to me, I have to find the right answer, that, I mean, just by the way I live my life, that everything is that way for me?
That would be reasonable conclusion. And that you then have done that consciously, and my question to you then is, what might it be that you are denying that you're doing that?
Are we done?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. But I just would like to know, can you elaborate a little bit on the question you said, what might it be that you're denying that you've done? Is that what the question was?
Well, if you set it up for yourself to occur that about right answers and all of that kind of stuff, why might it be that that you're denying that right answer stuff in your life?
Well, could it be that I'm afraid to go on my own?
Well, I don't know. It could be a lot of things, but the point of it is that if that is the context of your life, then doesn't everything squander itself around that context?
Sure, that's what I think. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And then all the things you said about, like, what I was talking earlier, because I experienced it that way, makes sense as well.
So, the question is, with that kind of a context, how would you ever know anything?
I can't. That's been my problem.
Then, if that's true, if you're just, you've set a context of looking for right answers or something, what alternative do you have, if any?
Well, apparently I can set a context where I don't have to look for right answers. I can simply deal with the things of life that I'm interested in, that I desire.
Then your life is chaos.
Why? Because I'm always changing what I'm interested in?
Sure.
Okay.
You're interested in whatever emotion or event or occurrence or you think you're going to succeed at or whatever's going to happen. It's just as chaotic and changeable as, say, looking for right answers.
So maybe there's a two-step process here I'd like to talk about. Maybe in the first one, I want to give myself an internal context for my life, dream. And with that always in mind, I then also have the freedom to expand on things that I am maybe interested in, like preparing for the gathering. So I don't ever lose my...
Preparing for the gathering is the incipient.
Oh.
What I'm trying to get you to see is, can you establish a context for, if assuming the dream and life and every event in your life is relative to a context, could you not establish a context for everything in your life and every dream in your life, yet the first sentence of a dream sets a an incipit of, this is what we're going to talk about. Relative to this context, we're now going to talk about this. Could you not do that for every aspect of your life and every aspect of your dream?
Yeah, I think so. Right. That sets my life out of that, what you talked about, the chaos and everything.
How?
I always know what my life is about. I know what events are about because I said it.
How?
Because no matter what happens, I will relate it to that context.
What context?
The eternal one of my life.
What?
You want me to be personal specific?
I think what?
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, if we're using mine, let's say second coming.
What does that mean?
Well, it means, showing others to the, all of their true self and the life that they're living, life they desire.
What does that mean to you?
Me doing that.
What does that mean to you?
I'm sorry, I kind of lost the question here.
I want you to set a context. I'm just saying, if you're going to set a context, shouldn't set a context of something you should do.
Yeah,
isn't your life as an eternal being far greater than that? I should do this, and you're talking about doing something for somebody else. What the hell does that mean to you?
I guess it means realizing that, it means the realization of that my life is whatever I desire it to be.
Somebody fall off a table?
Sounded like it.
I mean, did we? Was that too much for somebody? Karen, are you still there, or did you fall off the table?
Hello.
No, I'm still here.
Does Canada have a 911 number?
Yeah.
Well, I just thought we should ring up Canada 911 or whatever it is and tell them. There was a strange sound, and then Karen disappeared.
No, I've been here. I'm listening.
Does any of this make any sense?
Well, I'm getting a little bit lost in it.
Lost in it? What I'm trying to say here is you can set the context of your life. You do set the context. You have set the context consciously, awarefully of your life. And your dreams and everything that goes on. Have you set a context of your life that you truly desire?
That's going to be a no. Hadn't done it yet. Or maybe I did and I've denied it.
Now you're beginning to understand how the importance of this whole conversation.
There you go. Now I am beginning to understand. All my dreams might be really trying to, remind me of that, or?
Of course, in that regard that you've been denying that, but you'd have to maintain, let's say, a broader view of your dreams in order to get an image of that preset context.
Roger. Did you say you set the context of your dream before you have the dream?
You can. You can always do that. Did you all hear the question?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, let's assume that's the case. How would you do that?
You're asking Jennifer?
No, I'm asking you guys on the phone.
Oh. Well, what was the question again, Jennifer?
She said, could you set a context for your dream before the dream? I said, yes, you always do. And then I said, how do you do that? What answer would you give to Jennifer?
Do you do it in the same way that you say what you want to talk about on Monday night, and then no matter what topic comes up, it relates to that?
But then your life would be chaos.
So I think what you described
just like our Monday nights are chaos. What?
I think you said earlier that you set it for your life, and then a Monday night or a dream or anything is simply an incipient saying, okay, relative to your context, this is what we're going to talk about.
So, did you hear that, Jennifer?
Yeah.
So, are you willing to set a context of your life, and then that's already pre-established in that regard, then if that's true, then the first sentence relative to that context is what it's talking about.
I guess I'm not clear the difference between a context and the incipit.
Andrew, tell her the difference between a context and an incipit.
Let's see. Context is the what do I want to say? Let's call it the plot of the story, and the incipit would be like the particular part of the story you're talking about. How we're preparing for the gathering, this long story, like an episode.
Okay, sounds good. Well done.
Jennifer Grocken that?
She's pondering
it. I'm mulling it over.
She's mulling it over. So, okay. What is the plot of your life, Andrew?
Plot of my life is long ago and far away. I saw the real self of myself and realized everybody has the same self of their self. So I thought I'd show everybody that.
Okay.
That's just a best guess. It's only a first guess, so don't write it off just yet.
I didn't write it off. I didn't write it off.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What do you want the gathering to be about?
I'd like it to be about context and how I can use that in my life and help other people understand that in their life. I like a full understanding of how this context stuff is working.
Well, how do you want it to work?
I guess that you have always consciously set the context of your life. Maybe you've denied it. And you can set it as you truly desire. Whatever that is.
Okay. So, Karen, what do you want this gathering to be about?
I want this gathering to be about me awarefully living my communion.
Communion with what? With whom?
My personal being and eternal being and illuminated being. All of that together.
Okay. If I said to you what you want this gathering to be about is the context of your life, what answer would you give me about as to the context of your life?
I guess I'd just answer what I just said. The context of my life, wherefully living the communion.
Okay. And what would you say, Andrew?
I guess I would say nothing different, except maybe sharing with others, awakening their awareness. I would add to that. The same, essentially.
Why would you share this with anyone else and awakening their awareness?
Because in that, it really, really wakens it up brightly for me.
Because what? I didn't hear you.
Wakens it up more brightly for me.
So that it had nothing to do with anyone else.
In fact.
What?
In fact, that's true.
So, then we would say you're using and abusing others when you do that.
Nope.
Why not? You're not doing it for their good, you're doing it for your good.
Yeah, but maybe in doing it for their good, it is for my good.
Let's assume that's the case, but you're doing it for your own good, not for them. That's selfishness.
Okay, thank you.
What does that mean?
I'm just going with your answer. That's what most people judge selfish, yes. Is doing it for you is the wrong thing to do.
And you don't see the possibility that that concept or that belief might be why you might be denying your context of your life?
It's beginning to dawn on me, yeah.
That belief has placed that context or those actions into that selfish or bad or wrong.
Yeah.
What response would you have to that?
At the moment, I can't think of one.
Why?
Because this is about me, and it's a little bit squeezy that way. What's that? I'll be thinking of an answer. Does anybody else clearly see one?
Ask for help.
I'm basically begging for help. Want to do something, Lena?
Ask the question again.
Roger was saying, I think it was, why might I be, what was it, Roger? Why might I be thinking that that is selfish?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
Well, what would I say to somebody who said it was selfish? That's what you asked.
That what is selfish?
Doing your life for you. Doing it for others for your gain.
Then, how would you respond to that?
I guess I would say that the way life works is you have, or life is for you as you are. And as you are is how you live, express every thought, belief, attitude, emotion, word, deed, etc.
Man, that doesn't say anything. Well, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with what you said, but it doesn't put me in my place.
I guess I would say you can't but do something relative to yourself. You can't help it. That's just the way it is. Not arguable. Everything you do relative to you. Relative to self.
Sure, but... But then, shouldn't you be doing, that's just your ego talking, shouldn't you be doing things for others? Shouldn't you be compassionate, loving, caring, concerning about others? Why are you so damn concerned about yourself? That's your ego talking.
Yeah, right. I guess I'm, okay. Maybe I'm not going to get around to this the way you want it to, but I'm just saying, I think that it is, even if I am doing it for other people like I'm quote-unquote supposed to, that's still done relative to me. So I don't have a choice. If I do that, I'm doing it because I think that's the right thing to do, and that's still about me.
Okay. But do you see that if we hadn't gone over that in the last 14 or 15 years, a gazillion number of times, how such a context for yourself would be given away, forsaken, because you wouldn't want to be confronting somebody who says that's selfish?
Well, sure, you wouldn't want to be or appear that vain and grandiose to other people. Yeah. Such in the eyes of God.
So, maybe then what your dreams would, as we were iffing about the right answers, maybe what you're trying to do is to find right answers to justify this uh-huh. context.
That's pretty slick. I'm pretty sneaky, yep.
You okay with this?
So I got denials.
You what?
I got denials within.
So you've been denying this all along, maybe, simply because it's safer to deny it than to expose it to others or even to declare who you are to others because of what they may do to you.
Yeah, that sounds good. I was just realizing, though, I probably have denials on top of denials, so it got really complicated.
Okay.
All right. That's pretty revelationary.
What else? Anything else?
I'm sure there is. I'm just not quite aware of it yet.
Well, tonight's discussion was about inspiration. And when we talk about context, I'm saying, in that regard, can you not set an inspiring context for yourself and be that and live that at all times?
You can, apparently, yes. Already have. Oh wait, maybe you haven't set an inspiring one. Maybe you've just set one.
I'm saying, can't you?
Yep.
Would you be inspired your whole life searching for right answers?
Not particularly.
Could you be inspired in, let's say, when you say second coming, could you be inspired in creating a second choice for other people? A second way to live, like being born again?
Could I be inspired by that?
Yes.
I think that's absolutely. Yep.
Let's say instead of being born again, let's suppose in you were to create for each person a begin again understanding for themselves.
Okay, why the difference?
Well, because born again has all of the context of old JC, because he said it first. And also then it says in that it has pre-established you got to be born of spirit.
Yeah.
Can we not, and it doesn't say anything about changing anything except, okay, now I'm a spiritual being. And when we, and what we're talking about here in a giving an individual a begin again experience by setting a new and different or other context for themselves, do they not begin again on a new or a brand new self in life?
I think what I also like about that is it really smacks of authority.
What does that mean?
You have, well, born again doesn't really convey what begin again does, which would be that you have the authority to, at any point in your life,
to begin again.
Start over it. Yeah, but as you want, not just start the same cycle.
Right. And the begin again, in that regard, it frees you to begin again as you truly desire, where born again is you just starting all over again, the same old crap.
Well, you're going to do it better this time, but yes, same old crap.
Supposing you began again in your life in that way, what would happen to the old stuff?
I think all the old stuff would be began again in a whole new way.
What does that mean?
Meaning it'd still be, yeah, I'm saying, it would still be old stuff, but I would see it and relate to it, and it would be, for me, a whole new thing relative to the way I began again.
Well, okay, I don't quite understand what you mean by that.
I mean, I'd look back on it with my new begun again eyes, and I'd...
Tell me something that happened to you when... A traumatic example of something that happened to you, traumatic or happy, mad, glad, sad, I don't care, when you were a teenager. Talk to me about you.
You singing right now? Or back then?
As a teenager.
Let's see, as a teenager. Well, that was a tough time of my life. I was very naive about the world.
It was what? I didn't hear you. It was a tough time in your life, what?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm getting a hell of a lot of feedback on this end, so I'll keep trying. I was pretty naive about the world. Other people knew a lot more than I did, and I kept falling on that fact over and over. So I was always kind of not looking like I knew what I was doing. Had a lot of embarrassing moments.
But Andrew, you're not talking to me about you. You're talking about how you felt, what happened to you, what you didn't know. But you're not talking about you as a teenager. Or as take an event even. Take a particular event and talk to me about you.
Okay, there was this guy who, in high school, I guess, do you want me to tell you the event or just tell about me?
I want you to talk to me about you.
So you don't need to know the event?
I don't know. If you want to set up the event, go ahead, but then I want you to talk to me about you.
Okay, the event was before class, before school started one morning, this guy who kind of picked on me since freshman year in high school, made a smart-ass remark, and I got up and walked over and got right in his face, and then he backed down. That was kind of, I guess, a turning point for me. So about me.
Yeah.
I guess that was my moment of fed up, had it, wasn't going to take it anymore. The life that I'd been living, and I wanted to stand up and for myself in a whole new way.
No, you're talking about what you wanted to do. You didn't talk to me about you.
You know, can I talk to you about me?
What?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking that I maybe I can't talk about me, but in talking about everything, like the perimeter of a circle, talking about all the stuff around, you might get a sense of me.
Okay, so then we can say, you not only don't know you, you're an unknown you. When you were a teenager, you didn't know yourself and what you were doing. What if it's been that you've never known yourself? You were an unknown you as a teenager doing stuff. You can't even remember yourself.
Yeah, I can remember events. I can't really remember the self of those events.
So my question to you, isn't it odd that in our memories we remember events, but we don't remember ourselves within the event?
Right.
You okay with that, Karen? I guess not. Canada must have fallen off the radar.
Sorry, I was mute. I was trying to help with the feedback. And I was talking to you and you couldn't hear me.
You're right there.
So, yeah, I am following.
Is it interesting that when we talk about something in the past, you remember the events, but you don't even remember yourself who was living those events?
I seem to remember the emotions and feelings that I had.
But that's not you. Those are the emotions and feelings you had. But talk to me about the you that had the emotions and feelings.
So what is that?
I'm asking you. All I'm trying to pursue here is the fact that that it's rather interesting that as much as we talk about knowing ourselves and etc., you don't know and memories somehow or other. Is there something going on here? Why is it that memories will let you remember events but will not let you remember yourself?
I don't know.
But isn't that crazy?
Well, it's kind of, yeah. But I don't know why that is. Now that you're pointing it out, yeah, I think.
Is it possible that that is occurring or has occurred so that you are free to create whatever you desire? Otherwise, you'd be burdened with memories which are bad enough about events. What if you had burdened by memories of who you are?
Well, that's like the river of forgetfulness we've talked about before.
Okay. Is life doing you a favor in doing that? And the question is, would you, if that's the case, you probably don't even know who you are even today. Is it possible then that you could set a context or an inspiration that is you, and be that and live that and always know yourself in that way?
Through my inspiration?
You don't have an inspiration. You are an inspiration. Maybe what you need to establish then is, what inspiration am I? Then if I asked you the question, you would always be able to tell me the inspiration that you are. Maybe you'd then be able to talk about yourself. Maybe if you can't talk about yourself way back when these events occurred, maybe if you can't talk about yourself from last week, maybe that's the problem. Who the hell are you that we're talking about here? The question is, could you talk about a context and be that context?
Yeah, you could.
So, you can't talk about yourself, it's too incestuous, but maybe you could talk about giving yourself a context and then always talk about yourself being that context. And in this case, I'm saying, what if that context is an inspiration or an inspiring context rather than a struggle?
Mm-hmm.
What if up to now you've always set a struggling context to know, to understand, or whatever in your life, that you now have a chance, a begin again chance to set an inspiring context that is yourself and to be that?
Yeah, well, that bears some thinking about, for sure. That's just a really different perspective for me.
Well, the question is, what inspiration are you? Are you willing to declare and live your inspiration?
Yeah.
What if inspiration is both the beginning and the flowering of yourself, or the beginning and the end, or the ultimate of yourself? The inspiration is the same forever. Would that not then, in that regard, end, let's call it end beginnings and endings?
Ah, yeah. The constant.
So, it would be a constant regardless of what occurred.
So are we talking about, for example, awarefully living my communion?
Let's assume that. What communion?
Communion of personal being, eternal being, illuminated being.
Then we might say, how would you do that? First of all, you don't even remember yourself as a personal being. How in the hell are you going to remember yourself as an eternal being or a resplendent being?
Maybe that's easier.
How? How is it easier is what I meant.
I don't know. I just said maybe it's easier.
Can I take a crack at that?
Yeah.
I just, you know, picturing trying to look at the past and remember myself, like, you know, looking for the right answer, evidence so that shows who I was. Maybe that's impossible, but maybe it's easier to decide who I am, memory who I am, and see that right away.
Let's assume that's the case. How would you decide who you are?
I would decide context, my inspiration, and I would put that, accept that, and always be him. Hey, Olivia.
If I know everything about you, do I know you? Yes or no? And tell me why.
No, you only know about what I've done, and you can draw certain inferences from that, but you still don't necessarily know me.
What is it about you that I don't know?
You don't know my context. You only know what I've been living.
I don't necessarily disagree with that, but the old saying is that I know you from the outside, but I don't know you from the inside, okay?
All right.
But what if what we've just said is you don't know yourself from the inside? You've been living with yourself 40-odd years, and you don't know yourself from the inside either.
Yeah, I relate to that really big time. Yep.
You okay with that, Karen?
Yep.
What if maybe knowing you from the inside doesn't really matter?
Oh, that's interesting. We've been told it matters.
I don't disagree with that, but here we are. You were a teenager, and you can't tell me anything about yourself that was the doer in any event. Maybe knowing yourself from the inside doesn't really matter at all.
You're suggesting then that look within and the truth is all within and all your answers are in you is ridiculous and impossible.
Self-deceptive, distorting, puts the screws... You want any other words added to that?
I get your point, but go ahead if you have a good one.
No, it's just that's the point. Maybe when you're looking in, looking within for your answers in that regard, it doesn't do any good because you don't even know yourself from the inside. You never have known. You don't know now. Maybe there is, we could look at that and say, maybe who you are from the inside doesn't really matter.
That's a big statement.
Maybe.
Only big because, I mean, yeah, but it's big just because that goes against everything that we've been taught.
I don't disagree with that, but maybe all of this knowing or not knowing, or knowing yourself and can't know yourself relative to yourself, and all of these things. This dilemma that's been going on for thousands of years, maybe the things we've said about ourselves, about knowing your inner self, your inner truth, is all bogus.
Right. Yeah, that's a big statement.
Maybe I can know more about you from the outside than you can know about you from the inside.
Okay, and I got just one question, though. When I was talking about all the outside stuff of the event that I remember from being a teenager, you said I wasn't talking about me.
Were you?
I'm willing to say I wasn't.
I didn't. I'm saying maybe I can know you from all of that. Just because you're talking about that, you then didn't tell me anything about you. I asked you about you. I didn't ask you about the event. And if I'm going to know you from events, then I have to put you and the events together and talk about you from the events. You didn't do that.
Couple them, partner them.
How could, we're back to Karen. How could you possibly know yourself from the outside?
Well, now I'm wondering.
I know.
Oh, go.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was wondering what know yourself actually means. What do you mean?
Who the hell are you? What's your life all about? What are you doing? What's the constancy in your life? What makes you feel safe, secure, or fearful, pained, ill, or whatever? If there is a context of your life, then maybe that's you. Maybe that will make sense out of every event in your life. That without knowing that context of you, you can't make sense of anything that happens. What if that's true?
I think it may well be true.
Then my question is, if you can't know yourself from the inside, how can you know yourself from the outside?
I know.
Well, go ahead.
I can communion the context with the event, and the context tells me the story, and the events tell me the details, the specifics.
But you've got to know yourself first.
Okay, then I would start with the context first.
How do you get out of yourself to know yourself? It's like Einstein said, you only know things relative to yourself, but if you don't know yourself, then you don't know anything. But what he didn't finish that sentence is, how can you know yourself relative to yourself?
I guess I better be two then.
You better what?
I better be a two.
Then what?
Well then, one of the eyes can remain unknown. One of the eyes can hold the context and be known, and then I can go to the outside and deal with the specifics.
Karen?
I'm just laughing because I want to say, I know, it's inside and outside, conscious and unconscious.
But you see what we've done there, we've created always a duality. And that, then we go back to, let's say, conversations with God, who said that God, in order to know himself, created that which he was not, so that in knowing what he was not, he could know what he was. Are we then going to treat a duality in the same way? Because if you can't know who you can't know who you are until you know who you are not, then you cannot know who you're not until you know who you are. The duality puts the screws to you. I'm trying to unravel the language. Nobody seems to give a hoot and a damn about unraveling the language. They just keep manipulating the language to try to get a temporary answer and say, there it is. And that's not true. It just makes a bigger mess for yourself.
It allows you to sustain your denials.
Can you hear me?
Hi, now I hear you.
Hi, this is Chloe?
Yeah, this is, what's your Skype name?
I'm sorry.
Angela
Longo 1, but I'm not available until
8 o'clock. Angela, you're all broadcasting to us, Angela. Your computer is open. Your computer is an open mic. Okay. Have we gone anywhere, Karen?
I got distracted. Start up. You could get me going again. What were we talking about?
How can you get outside? If you can only know yourself from the outside. How can you get outside of yourself in order to know yourself from the outside?
I see myself and everything around me.
Then you're really screwed. This is Zen. Get out of Zen.
Right, because and events and circumstances and everything is defining you. Is that what you mean?
Well, not only that, then if your neighbor's sick, you're sick.
Oh.
See, Zen never takes it around the other way. You see yourself as the self of your neighbor and everything and everyone around you. Then that means that you are a neighbor for somebody else. You can't live your life for you. You must live your life as an example for somebody else.
Okay, so we've talked about that idea, and I've expressed it incorrectly then, about that I am in every... I don't know how to say it. I'm everything around me.
I've never said that. Everyone else says that. I have not said that in that way at all.
I agree you haven't said it in that way. I said I was saying it wrong, but there is a concept you have talked about that sounds somewhat like that.
But the concept that sounds like that is a false, to me, is a false concept that has been around for centuries and has never, ever worked. It's all...
about something that we have actually talked about as does occur, isn't false. But I don't know how, I don't remember how to express it.
Okay. My question is, all of this that we're talking about is the gathering. Well, this is a small portion of the gathering. Do you understand? How do I say this then? How do I sing this song or this music? How do I say this in the way that'll make sense or will help anybody?
So what, are us hanged people not being helped by it or something?
What?
At the end of your dream there was some people who were hanged, right?
Yeah, but let's forget that for the minute here. I'm just saying, if this is, the context is all of this, how do I say these things? What would you have me say that would unravel, and when I say unravel, I mean only language has raveled this up. How would you have me unravel it? Maybe you would say, well, it's never been a problem. Well, maybe it has been a problem all along that you have denied being a problem. And now that we bring it up, we say, okay, well, then I guess you decide if you're going to live anew, you got to give up the old crap and the old ways. What would you do? How would you want it said that would get us untangled here?
I'll have to think about that. I don't know.
Oh, what do you think would untangle it for you? What do you feel that you don't know that you need to know that might untangle all this mess for you?
I would, you know, experiencing myself living that, I feel like would go a far stretch. So if you ask me what you could say, I don't know. If you ask me what I could do, experiencing it would go a long way.
But you're talking about conclusions here. You say, in experiencing that, what do you do? Get off of conclusions, because the problem is, what do you do to experience yourself in that way?
I'll tell you a time this has occurred. Can I do that?
Right. Maybe we can gain something from that.
All right. You remember when I did the anyway, when I started doing the readings, in being in that state of mind, there was a hell of a lot of stuff that you talked to me about for years that suddenly made sense. But from the language, trying to get there and understand from your words, not a chance in hell.
Of course, that's...
I'm serious. It's being in the... having the vision, being in the seat and looking at it from that point of view, it all freaking made sense. But I think the difference was I was in a pattern sort of thinking instead of a language sort of thinking. What? And I have never experienced anything as dramatic a step into what you're talking about as that.
So, how then do we get that across at the gathering?
Well, I will ponder that. What I'm saying for me is, these days, we spent a long time talking about things like connections. A long time. I got them instantly in a reading.
Okay.
So myself, I'm just saying, for myself, I really, really try to apply, put myself into, practice, get myself in that mind state as best I can. Like in context, for example, I mean, I really have tried to somehow hold that as an image in mind and live through that image. Not always as effective. That's what I try.
Okay, well.
Hey, Raj, is there anything in the dream, of your dream, that may somehow address that?
Well, the dilemma I have is, I know what I am doing, but how do I make the performance for other people? What song do I sing in the dream that you will understand? Or how do I even get you to sing your own song in such a way that you set a context and you would then understand? Is your hang-up duality?
Oh, I don't know. Can I sidetrack for a second?
Yep.
it is like a song. Maybe you need a tune that holds it all together, and then the words just need to sort of fit somehow. That sounds ridiculous, but I'm saying, is there something that we could feel, we could think? I don't know.
I'm asking you to talk about you, not talk about me. I want to know, you keep saying, I had this experience. Then I'm saying, what would you do? What would you want to do, or for me to do, whichever the case may be, so that you could have that experience?
I'd want some part of the gathering to be spent in an experiential thing.
What does that mean? Experiencing what?
What we're trying to get across.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's everywhere, all the time, everywhere. Gazillion of those things are already part of the gathering.
Okay.
What would it take to get you to set a context or inspiring context for yourself in life? Okay. Well, I'm about wore out with this struggle. So, Karen, you got anything to add or just take away?
I just think that concept of setting the context for my life is just like so many other things that I've had light bulbs over. It's so simple. And I think it's huge. I think it's everything.
What do you think? What makes you think that that would work? See, I don't think that will work.
What is that we're talking about?
Just setting a context. Those are just words, because we're talking about here, in conclusions again, setting a context, and then living that context. Those are conclusions. But when you do that, you don't go to conclusions. You go to, what do I do? What interferes with your doing that? What would prevent you from setting a context? What would prevent you from living the context you set?
Trying to get the right one?
Well, that's part of it. That's absolutely correct.
Trying to get there. Thinking that I don't already have it.
Yeah, but if I go ahead and set a context, and I'm thinking of what you were saying about experience stuff, Andrew, it's just, if I just go forth and do it, and I mean, the more we talk about it, the more we get stuck in the duality.
So Karen, what if we did this? Why haven't we got feedback on feedback? What if I was to partner up with you, and what if I was to ask you, you were to tell me your context, and I was to tell you mine. Right, and then for my job, I guess I'm supposed to live my context, but any time may I fall out of it during the gathering, you remind me of it. Or any event that happens, you talk to me about it or reveal it to me in that context that's mine, or ask me about it, something like that. But we were like working together off each other, because that way I'm not trying to get your conclusion. I'm just watching everything that happens relative to you and asking you about that. From that point of view.
Right.
The same for me.
Which it seems like the thing that we did years ago on our meetings here was we had little, what do you call those, little cards. Everybody had context. Well, we didn't call it a context. We called it a declared self. Everybody had a declared self card would put up in front of themselves on the table while we had our meeting. Everybody was supposed to be functioning from that position. so it's living in that
right. It's an idea
and
that we're
supporting each other.
I'm just thinking more constant immersion in it. God, that's a lot of feedback.
Yeah, it's just about. Yeah, so that it, every belief, thought, attitude, emotion, word, and action, we're doing it, and we're feeding back each other. It's all about the feedback.
I don't know, it's a what if. That's an idea, Roger.
I know, but there's still another bugaboo. Well, we don't have time enough to get into that yet. And what I'm saying to you in all of this is, we are going to address that problem at the gathering. I'm also going to address the other major problem is, you are addicted to your life, and you won't let go of your life to live an inspiring context, even if you said it. You mouth the words, but when it comes push up against shove, you won't live that context.
Okay.
And so the question is, what might, how might it be that we can do to overcome that addiction that you have to your life? So let's assume we go back to the dream again. If I am, I can say, yeah, sure, I understand, and I do understand in my words, my ways, but I don't know necessarily what ways or sound or music or however to sing it for you. I do know one thing. Your biggest hang-up is duality. And the first thing we've got to get rid of somehow or other is duality thinking. And duality thinking is languaging. We've got to hang, that's the biggest hang up that we have to deal with. Okay, well, in any case, the question is, what inspiration are you willing to be and live for eternally? And is this an inspiration that you'd be willing to set as a context for knowing and understanding everything in your life? Every action, every belief, thought, attitude, emotion, word, and action in your life. Okay, with that, well then we'll hang it up for tonight.
Thanks.
Goodbye for now.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.